So let's just take a deep breath and relax. Breathing slowly and deeply into our heart space sends a very powerful, soothing message to our body that it's okay to relax, that we're safe, that all is well, that life is good. Humanity has been evolving for millions of years, and that deep breath message shifts the chemistry of the body. When we've been in an adrenaline state, it can move us into a more neutral space and set us up to move into a space that is chemically supporting this upper level of the emotional scale, with endorphins and other hormones that allow us to feel bliss and love. But it's good to start with a space of peace. Number 7 on the emotional scale from Abraham is contentment. So just sinking into this space within ourselves, where we notice the breath and recognize that that beautiful breath provides something like 90% of what our body needs today. We can go for days without food and water, but we can't go for very long without breath. It is the substance of life. And our inner being is breathing within us, orchestrating our breath. And as we choose to breathe more deeply and slowly, we can overcome any resistance we've added that makes it harder for our inner being to orchestrate perfect breathing. Sometimes I notice that when I come back into alignment after a few moments of contrast, that I inadvertently take an especially deep breath. And I always love to recognize that symptom, that symbol, that my inner being is present and loving me from the inside out, 100% of the time. We are dearly, deeply loved in every moment, in every situation, always. And so I transcribed a segment from the Abraham workshop from last Saturday, the 6th of August, 2022. And Abraham went over the emotional scale from the bottom to the top several times during that workshop. But in this particular time, the questioner asked Abraham to expand on the idea that we don't need to diminish when we age. And the lady said, "I look forward to seeing what you have to say about that." And Abraham said, "What we have to say about that does not necessarily shift your energy in a meaningful way. So could you put up the emotional guidance scale again?" Abraham was talking to Mark in that moment. And he put it up, and then Abraham started quoting the lady. "So I took a hike, and I hiked longer than I usually do. I hiked for a couple of hours, and I'm feeling some worry." And Abraham said, "Let's start at number 14 on the emotional scale. That's about where that's at. I worry that as I moved through time that my body would diminish. But then Abraham backed up a little more and said, no, let's start at 21. 21 insecurity. I feel insecure as I move through time because I've been hearing that it's normal for us to diminish. Number 20. I'm really jealous of my previous vitality, my previous age, and I'm actually pretty jealous of anybody that is youthful and energetic. 19 is rage. I really do feel anger about diminishment. I don't want it, and I don't want to have to croak to feel good. Number 18 is revenge. I'd like those whippersnappers. And Abraham said, that really is an agey word, isn't it? I'd like those whippersnappers to feel as I feel after a two-hour hike. And 17 is anger. I'm angry that I don't have the vitality that I once had. Number 16, I'm discouraged about it. I'm going to do a little break here and say, our objective in going through this emotional scale with Abraham is to bring the vibration up on the emotional scale about the idea that we get from our society that we tend to diminish as we age. And so we're working on moving up the scale. And so number 17 is anger. I'm angry that I don't have the vitality that I once had. And 16, I'm discouraged about it. Number 15 is blame. I don't know who to blame. Everybody, I think. Number 14 is worry. I worry that it's going to get worse, not better. And 13 is I doubt I can just maintain. I don't know. It's just not the norm. I sort of doubt it. And 12 is I feel disappointed that I don't have the stamina that I once had. 11 is I feel overwhelmed by the thought of holding it all together. 10 is I feel frustrated and impatient about it. And 9 is I'm really pessimistic about it because there's not a whole lot of older people romping around like younger people. So there doesn't seem to be a lot of evidence that the vitality that I wish for is really mine to have. And I'm tired of beating this drum. And at that point, Abraham moved into the tipping point, boredom. Number 8, I've been beating this drum. I'm ready to let go of this old thought of diminishment that our society has concluded as the result of observation of the way most people behave. The way most people behave has to do with what they are thinking, and what they are thinking created those results. And then I'm looking at the results and taking the results as fact, and then I'm thinking about their results. And then I'm doing that to myself. Oh, that felt like a pretty satisfying thought. And there's the shift at the tipping point between 8 and 7. I'm quite satisfied and contented with that thought. I do know it's about thought, and I do know that I can find thoughts that match what I want. And I do know that I do not have to think thoughts about how most people are living. I can think thoughts about how I want to live. Number 6, I feel hopeful in this idea. I can feel that I can do this. I'm hopeful about this. Number 5 is I'm more than hopeful. I'm optimistic about it. I know how this works. I've done it on many things. Number 14, this is a bigger thing, but I have positive expectations. That was number 4. Number 3, I'm eager to see what happens. I'm eager to watch the increase in my vitality. I'm eager to acknowledge the results of the cells of my body doing what they know how to do. I know that my cells are regenerating. I know that they are. And if they're not regenerating at the pace they used to, it's only because my expectation has changed. Number two, I'm feeling passionate about this. I like this knowing. Number one, I'm feeling empowered about this. And Abraham said, there you go. That's the work right there. It doesn't matter what we say about it. It's about what you say and feel and mean about it. What we say. And so when I pulled the quotes to consider for this meeting, the very first one on the top of the page that I pulled out of a big stack of pages is called Reclaiming Your Natural State of Health Process. And it's about doing the emotional scale when you're between frustration at 10 and 22, fear, grief, or depression, or powerlessness. So it was exactly an emotional scale on reclaiming the natural state of health, which was exactly what we were already going to be doing. I was thrilled. So this is that process. And so I'm going to share with you the thoughts that Abraham said to consider about allowing yourself to reclaim your natural state of health. So just take a deep breath and relax more deeply and allow yourself to remember, it is natural for my body to be well. And even if I don't know what to do in order to get better, my body does. I have trillions of cells with individual consciousness, and they know how to achieve their individual balance. I don't need to understand the cause of this illness. I don't need to explain how it is I'm experiencing this illness. I have only gently, eventually, to release this illness. Doesn't matter how it got started because it's reversing its course right now. It's natural it would take some time for my body to begin to align to my improved thoughts of well-being. There's no hurry about any of this. My body knows what to do. That feels good. My body knows what to do. Take a deep breath and relax. And remember, well-being is natural to me. My inner being is intricately aware of my physical body. My cells are already asking for what they need in order to thrive, and Source Energy is answering those requests in every moment. I'm in very good hands. It's okay for me to relax into the well-being that is already here. My inner being has my back. I am relaxing now to allow communication between my body and my source. My only work is to relax and breathe. I can do that. I can do that easily. And so let's just breathe deeply and trust that our inner beings are at work in our body. If it feels good, you can allow some love from your heart to move through your body. I usually envision it moving with my circulation system, that all of those veins and arteries are carrying love as well as oxygen and nutrients. And all of those cells and organs and systems are consciously receiving my love. And I know when I'm connected to Source that my love includes infinite and eternal love. We are each part of that infinite eternal heart that loves through our heart. And so our love and our inner being's love and all of the love of Source Energy is moving through our bodies right now. The organ cells and systems are being bathed in love. Bathed in love. When I imagine this, I feel my hands start to tingle. I know that there is goodness and grace and joy. There is a variable celebration of the cells. They are happy dancing with relaxation and deep breaths and love. What a beautiful environment we are creating within us for the best part of us to simply love our bodies. Letting go of any judgment or criticism and allowing the love that is the truth of who we are to move through our bodies. I was going to say indiscriminately. We're not discriminating about any part of our body, not discriminating against it. But let's go ahead and discriminate for any part of our body that happens to desire a little extra of that special loving attention. A piece of our body that maybe had a pain in it. Abraham says that pain is the cells of our body asking for more energy and the universe responding, and our not being relaxed enough to let in that good response. So here in this space, we are allowing that help that is on the way to get to its perfect destination. That particular part of our body is being uplifted and restored and refreshed in this very moment. There is that beautiful energy of love and light and health and wholeness and oneness and harmony moving through our bodies. And if there's another place you want to acknowledge as being special and important and loved right now, sending love to that spot. And there is no limit to how much we can love. For the love that we are directing is infinite and eternal. So if you run out of spots on your body that you want to love, consider loving something about the body or the life of someone you know. It maybe in this moment is feeling a little less than chipper. See the love and the grace and the well-being that is the truth of their being for them and with them in this moment. Feel your inner being joining you with infinite eternal love as you contemplate the body, the perfect, whole, fine body of someone you care about, knowing that the well-being that has ever been present there can be revealed in the space of relaxation as the resistance lessens and the love increases, the body heals. It is the most natural possible thing. That's what bodies do. It's what our inner being's intention is always. Our inner beings have our back, our front, our top, and our bottom. Our inner beings adore us. Our inner beings restore us, refresh us, revitalize us every conceivable opportunity we give them. As we sleep at night, as we meditate, as we take a quiet moment just to relax and breathe, as we go for a walk in nature, as we swim or smile or appreciate or offer a compliment, our inner being takes that opportunity to bring balance and harmony and grace to our bodies. We are ever attended, loved, supported, and supplied. So if we think about that in regard to someone else, they are ever attended, loved, supported, and supplied. And so use your divinely inspired imagination to see well-being showering all over someone you care about. Could be a friend or a family member or a pet. Could be someone you heard about on the news that looked like they could use some help. Just imagine well-being surrounding this person. Seeing well-being for our friend Marcia with her family from France today. Trusting and knowing that everything is going beautifully for the Moskowitz family right now. Sending love and harmony their direction. Sending love and harmony to people we love, anywhere they happen to be. There is no geographical problem with sending love. We can send love to the most distant star and it arrives instantly because love is not bounded by time and space. So just breathe and relax and recognize and remember that love is the natural force of our being. Love is what guides the universe. And the more we come into alignment with love and appreciation, we feel the freedom and the power and the grace of who we truly are. We are ever accompanied by our inner being, and it gets easier and easier to feel that essence, to know that truth, to delight in the harmony of the infinite nature of who we are. So once again, taking a deep breath and stretching a little bit, we allow ourselves to to return to our normal waking consciousness and smile because we have friends in the room and it is good. I am grateful, and so it is.